a beautiful, deep coloring of blue forming all about and over Our Lady's statue. To the right and just above Our Lady's statue, the sky is becoming very clear. There are no stars, but the blue is so beautiful. There's no way I can explain it in human words, the brilliance of the light now that's forming directly in the center of the blue circular light now that's growing very intense and brilliant. Our Lady is coming forward from the center of the light. She has on a beautiful shimmering white gown with a belt of a deep blue. The belt is tied, it's more like a sash than a belt. It's tied very loosely and it's straight down on Our Lady's right side, the long sash-like belt. Our Lady has her rosary now in her hands. She's praying with her hands together and the rosary is draped over her fingers.
Blessed art thou among women and blessed.
I cannot see Our Lady's hair because her head is bent very low. She's praying. Now Our Lady is coming much closer and she's raising her head. My child, I too am in deep prayer and meditation. There must be a constant vigilance of prayer. Much that I have given by direction to my children in the past is coming before you. There is a great challenge to science in your city of Philadelphia, but know, my children, that your men of science shall not find the answer or the cause. In this war of the spirits, much amazement shall register in the minds and hearts of mankind. It is in this manner that the Eternal Father plans to bring many back to the fold. You cannot understand in your human nature the ways of the Eternal Father, my children. Should our bishops continue in their errors? Should our bishops not recognize the signs of the times and continue running fast into the abyss and taking many with them? If they do not, in their arrogance and pride, turn back and open their hearts and minds to the truth, well, my children, there will be many chastisements sent to mankind, and each one must grow more severe until these chastisements shall encompass the whole world. Oh, my children, in your country, United States, there shall be a great rotting of the crops. My children, prepare now for what is to be.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Many years ago, my children, I gave many warnings of like nature to mankind. Some listened, and others chose to mock and cast aside my warnings. I am truly your sorrowful mother. I have come to you as a mediatrix between God and man to give you every opportunity, my children, to avoid what you are heading fast onto, a road of destruction.
Blessed art thou among women, and
when you, as a nation, give yourselves over to debasement, immorality, and turn your backs upon your God, denying his divinity and denying his very existence among you, my children. The eternal Father has no other recourse but to chastise you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
It would be more advantageous, my children, if your men of learning should set themselves to find the truth. And what is the truth, my children? But the knowledge given to you by God the Father, and not the knowledge of man. All of the major countries of your world, my children, are preparing for war. All cry peace, peace, and place a mask over their intentions as they prepare for war. Your country, I promise, as I have promised in the past, to give you my protection. America, the beautiful, has become soiled with corruption. America, once beautiful, has taken on a new leader, and his name is Satan. A country that has cast aside a true moral value, a country that has abandoned its God to seek more and more of the material and power over the lives of mankind. This country has sown the seeds for its own destruction. Oh, my children, a lady is placing her hand out like this. The beads are now falling over her left hand down. My children, I come again, not realizing in the past that this state of the world would be repeated
by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin,
as it was in the past. Mankind does not learn from his past, but he repeats his errors with more ferocity, more debasement and debauchery. Many in your country and the countries of your world, are walking with living bodies and dead souls. The disturbances in nature, my children, shall continue. Your country shall experience a great disturbance.
Blessed art thou among them.
Awaken now and pray. A constant vigilance of prayer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with
you. Pastors,
thou among women, and
those who have
Holy Mary
in their care our sheep, you must stop now these changes that you seek in novelty, for they are destroying the young souls and scattering our sheep. My children, the great council in Rome of Vatican II, the promises were great, but Satan sat among you and he played you like the chessboard. Tradition and knowledge of the prophets. You cannot stop this new religion, for it will lead you to one religion that is not of my son, that will not have his true foundation. And you will take my body and defame it. No longer giving the knowledge of his divinity. What manner of foul escapades are you planning? Oh, you of little faith, whatever shall become of you? The red hats have fallen, and the purple hats are being misled. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
Hail Mary.
My child, do not slacken in your work because of the opinion of man. Know, my child, that it is not you who are speaking, but the voice from heaven. Remain in your home, allowing no one to enter. You also, my child, must keep a constant vigilance of prayer. It will not be always necessary to repeat the learned prayers, my child, but you will speak quietly from your heart to the Eternal Father in my Son. During the great tribulation, my children, many shall be removed from your earth.
As it was.
In due time, you will understand.
Almighty Jesus, forgive us.
You must continue to pray much for your priest. You must continue to pray for your leaders of government. Pray that they bring into your homes the knowledge of their God. For many are now fast pursuing a course of destruction, not only of the body, but of the soul.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will.
My heart has carried a burden of sorrow because of the manner in which our dedicated nuns disport themselves.
The Lord is with thee.
Oh, misguided souls of my children, whatever shall become of you?
Hail Mary, full of grace.
As brides of my son, you pledged a life of purity and dedication. Have you forgotten your vows as you have taken yourselves into the world, misguided by humanism and your modern trend? There has been and there will be no change in heaven. The Eternal Father commands that you keep your body pure, because it is the temple of your spirit. In the cause of obedience, pastors and our dedicated nuns, remember this. You cannot be obedient to one who has defamed his habit, to one who has cast aside his faith, to one who goes forward as a destroyer of souls. The Rabbi is the teacher of life. But do not be fooled by those who foul these habits. 666, my children, the agents of hell have entered upon the world. 666, the agents of hell have taken major positions now in the eternal city of Rome. And what must you do now? Good words in a closed mouth is like placing dead beef on a dead man's grave. Take yourselves away from those who are destroyers of the soul, for you have nothing in common with them. What is there between or commensurate between the light and the darkness? Do you have, you who have gained the knowledge and retained your faith and remained pure of spirit, what do you have in common with the forces of evil? Avoid all occasions of sin. Do not be partakers of their sin. The birds of the feather shall surely flock together. My children, Remember,
what love thou among women.
All of the directions I have given you in the past to prepare for the warning. You must review in your leisure time all of the directives from heaven. When this battle has reached its finish, my children, all will have been tested. Our lady now is placing her rosary like this about her hand and extending her crucifix, a beautiful golden crucifix, out like this, and she is making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our lady is going over now to our right side, and she's bending down and extending her crucifix out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now over the right side, the first tree, Michael is coming forward. Oh, he's tremendous in size. He covers the whole sky. And he's now carrying his balance, the golden balance in his right hand, and his long sword, the spear-like sword with the tip pointing upward. Now, Lady now is going across the sky. She's pausing just directly over her statue and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady now is stopping directly over the tree on the left, the large tree, and she's extending her cross out, the crucifix, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for my Son, for the Eternal Father, and the Holy Spirit, which is among you. Yes. Now, my child, you will be seated.
St. Joseph and the Blessed Mother, the sensing infant Jesus in the temple. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Only a few will be saved.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour
of our death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou
among women. As it was in the day of Noah, so it will be now in your time. The people will be eating and drinking and making merry and marrying and giving in marriage and divorcing. People shall run to and fro seeking knowledge and the material.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Recognize, my children, the signs of your times. The scrolls have unfolded. The pages are turning fast. All must come to pass.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
I repeat, my children, the world shall not be destroyed.
The Lord is with me.
It is the promise of the Eternal Father that never again shall the world be completely destroyed. But gradually, all will be evened.
the Lord is with thee.
The forces of evil shall run their course, as it will be a measure of testing for human mankind.
Hail Mary, full of
all that is rotten will fall. Many are now proceeding as sheep to the slaughter. They travel with their leaders, neither thinking nor caring nor reasoning for the truth. They are truly my children, like ducks fast going downstream and caught in a whirlpool to their own destruction. It is a game most disastrous of playing follow the leader. And who are your leaders, my children? They are souls that have been taken over by Satan and now are under his rule. Pray for them. Until they leave their human bodies, they still can be recovered. Pray for their conversion. My child, you and those who have gathered throughout your world as candles to carry the light through the darkness will accept much suffering as they watch the forces of evil gather. My son is being re-crucified by his very own. Do not lose faith or hope. Do not abandon my son's churches throughout your world, my children. The Mass, the Holy Sacrifice, is still valid.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Do not judge your church, my children, by the standards of man. For a legally ordained priest, a man who has been legally ordained, will be used by the Eternal Father through the Spirit to bring to you my son, his body and his blood, which he is shedding in sorrow now for you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou
for all who travel this pilgrimage of life. Remain with my son at the tabernacles of your world, for he will be and is the true bread of life for you.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Parents, guide your children, for you will suffer much if you neglect this duty. Guide them not in the ways of the world, but the way of your God. Now it's growing very dark directly above Our Lady's statue. And Our Lady is going over to the left side, directly over the tree. She's touching her lips now like this. You will continue, my child, with your prayers of atonement and read the photograph and await my son's arrival. Directly over Our Lady's statue, the whole sky is now cascading in color. It's a deep pink, but it's a rays of pink are standing out in the center of this brilliant light. There's no way to explain it. In human words, it's a pink rays in every direction, straight out from the circumference, around the circumference of the light. Now, directly in the center, I can see Jesus coming through the light. He has nothing on his feet. His feet are bare. And he has on a cream-colored gown. Tonight, I can see very pronounced the wounds in his feet, right over his instep, on his instep. Now, Jesus is holding his hand out in front of him, the right hand. He needs to be silent and listen. My children, I do not wish to enlarge upon the message from my mother. I assure you, no other words could stress the accuracy and the urgency of her message to her children. Many warnings have been given to mankind in the past, and many are being given now. Awaken from your slumber, my pastors. The pastures are rich, but the sheep are growing thin. The greatest responsibility for the destruction of souls I place upon the shepherds. I give fair warning to those in command, the highest rank in Rome. I give fair warning as your God that heaven has set a time and an hour to stop the desecration within my church. My mother pleads constantly for an extension of time to mankind to expiate the sins of man. Jesus is pointing over to his right side, our left side. And there in the sky is forming a huge black cross, a very ominous sign. Yes, my child, a heavy cross is being placed upon the world. Man cannot understand in his human nature the way of the Eternal Father. And man does not endeavor to understand. He no longer asks for or seeks the grace to know the supernatural and the way to heaven. Many shall sell their souls to get to the head. But I assure you, my children, that each and every one shall leave this earth in the manner in which he entered upon it, with nothing material, and only a treasure stored in heaven or destroyed on earth, and the soul condemned to hell or long earth years in purgatory. My children, 666, the forces of Satan have accelerated the evil among you. Those who have chosen to sell their souls will gather momentum and run fast into the abyss. The greatest sorrow in heaven now is the knowledge that 666 has set up his place among the rulers of Rome. I, your God and your judge eternal, give you in command the direction to turn back and restore my house while there is time. I plan in the near future to come among you and set my house to rights. Many trials and a great tribulation will be given to mankind to cleanse your world, the earth, of the evil that man has allowed to come upon himself. Each and every soul shall stand in judgment for his commissions and omissions upon earth. Many souls are falling fast into hell and do not remove from among you the knowledge and the truth of the existence of hell. It is a place of eternal damnation and banishment. Purgatory is a great sense of loss and suffering of banishment, but eased by the knowledge of an end that will lead to heaven. The road, my children, to the eternal kingdom is one of trials and suffering, and I say this because now these days of trial are upon you, and all who are coming upon the road to the eternal kingdom in heaven will reach the doors through suffering. You must all pray a constant vigilance of prayer in your country and the countries throughout your earth. You are fast approaching a major conflagration in which the loss of life will be tremendous and beyond all human understanding, for so great will be the destruction. As I have promised you, man shall receive a major warning. During the intervals, many signs of an angry God shall appear before you. each soul the opportunity to make amends with atonement and sacrifice. Each soul that has reached, who has reached the age of reasoning, must give a good example of faith, modesty, purity of purpose, and dedication to his God. There shall be no compromise of the faith in my church. There shall be no compromise with the world. For my kingdom is not of your world. My kingdom is eternal. My ways are not the ways of the world. You must now cleanse yourselves of the contamination that you have allowed to enter upon my church. Right the wrong, restore my house. The Eternal Father is most merciful in his dealings with a degenerate generation. He is long-suffering and merciful. But the time is fast running out. I say this not to place fear in your heart, but to give you a statement of fact. You must all work, pray, and set by an example the road ahead. Light this road by your example so that others may be given the light. Now Jesus is placing his hand out in front of him like this, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. It's very windy, and as Jesus is cutting across now the sky, he's just gliding. His cape is blowing right about him, and now he's leaning over, he's over on the left side, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our lady now is coming out from behind the tree on the left, and she's following Jesus across the sky, and Michael is just about a few feet behind our lady, and he's carrying the balance and the spear. Now Jesus has gone, he's gone over to the right side, and he's bending down and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Continue with your prayers of atonement, my children. Keep a constant vigilance of prayer and guard the souls of your children by your good example. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day arose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. And then he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body and life everlasting. Amen.
Martin. Hail there.